Life is unpredictable. So don't be surprised if you suddenly find yourself wrong in your beliefs or expectations. That's normal, even if it seems illogical sometimes. Here are 15 short stories that prove no matter what's happening around, there's always a place for a miracle, kindness, and laughter. Honestly, the story about a deaf cat made all my friends cry tears of joy. Let's see which story will get you.
I have a part-time classmate who's already 60 years old. Can you believe she wants to get a second higher education? Why? Her 5-year-old grandson decided to live in Italy when he grows up. Now, she studies Italian to teach her grandson in order to help him achieve his dream. If this isn't true love, then I don't know what is.
I found some girl ugly and decided to troll her. I created a fake page in a social network and followed her to make her fall in love with me. My plan was to call her for a date and never show up. You know what? While chatting with her, I suddenly realized how incredible she was. And I fell in love.
When my boyfriend came to meet my parents, my dad interrogated him all evening. Eventually, he broke, politely saying his goodbyes and went to the door. At that moment, our dog sat on my dad's foot and he said, "Shoo, shoo." My boyfriend turned around and calmly said, "I get it, I'm already leaving." I've never seen my dad apologize so sincerely. Now, they're best friends.
My home has great acoustics, and I really love to sing. I usually only sing during weekdays when none of the neighbors are home. One day I was singing a song, but I stumbled over the lines as I forgot some of them. Then I suddenly heard a male bass voice from above continue the song for me. We sang to the end together.
When I got married, I chose a red dress for the ceremony. I didn't want to wear the overblown white dress like most brides do. When the doors of the hall opened, I saw, to my horror, that the registrar was dressed in exactly the same dress. It seemed that there was only one long red dress with a corset available in the shops of our town. Well, I didn't get upset. We just laughed it off.
I don't give beggars money. It's a matter of principle. I consider them all liars. One day, I saw a homeless man who was feeding stray dogs. I guess a normal meal was clearly a rarity for him. He was purposefully walking around looking for the poor dogs. It touched me so much that I bought him a proper meal. Now I see him from time to time and help him. He's just a good man with a hard life.
We bought our son a guitar, but never heard him play. I kept shouting at him, "Why did we buy it? You never use it!" Yesterday, I fell sick. My husband went out for medicine, and my son probably thought I left too. He took the guitar and started playing. Probably as he always does. He plays beautifully, and I'm ashamed for yelling at him for all these years.
I stayed over at my girlfriend's place for the first time, and well, since she's always on a diet, I decided to go to the kitchen at night. See, I respect the feelings of Weight Watchers. So, I opened the fridge, took out a pan, and suddenly I heard a voice from behind me. "Are you eating?" The pan fell down. I mean, I turned around and saw a huge parrot in a cage, repeating, "You're eating! You're eating! You are eating!" My girlfriend was standing in the hallway crying with laughter. And they say animals don't understand anything.
When I brought my boyfriend to meet my parents, my dad took me aside and told me a heartbreaking story about a son he'd accidentally had in youth. Looking earnestly at me, he said it was him. My mother confirmed his tale. I was hysterical. Then they laughed and simply said it was a joke. Some joke.
I guess I'm overworked. I was knocking on a door for half an hour, demanding to be let in. My pass didn't work, and I heard voices behind the door, but no one wanted to let me in. I was shouting, "I'm your boss! Open the door!" Again, a whisper. Finally, a frightened guard opened the door a bit and said, "If you don't stop, I'll call the police." It turned out I was knocking on a bank door. My office was one door further along.
Once, I went to a nightclub with my friends. I was sitting at the bar when a guy approached me and said, "Let's go to my place. I'll show you my raccoon." Well, guys have tried to pick me up before, but this was the first time someone did it in this way. I got interested and agreed. When he opened the door, I saw a real raccoon running to us. In short, we've lived together for several months already. The guy, me, and our raccoon.
I'm at my grandparents' place, sitting at the table. My grandpa's in front of me, and my grandma is standing at the stove baking pancakes. Suddenly, Grandpa says, "Let's show him what we can do." Then Grandma suddenly throws a pancake over her shoulder to Grandpa, and he catches it with a plate. With a plate, guys! They're 70 years old, and they haven't forgotten how to have fun yet.
I got married a week ago. Today, my friend stayed at our place overnight. I woke up in the middle of the night and my husband wasn't in bed. Then I heard his voice from the guest room. "She won't hear anything. Come on." I jumped up, broke into the room with fury, ready to kill everyone. They were sitting there playing chess. Seriously. Chess. My friend just lost the game, and my husband was convincing her to say, "Cock-a-doodle-doo."
Our friends threw their cat out, and we took it in. We knew he was deaf, as he didn't react to any sounds. However, he was otherwise a fine and friendly furry buddy. So, he'd lived with us for 2 years when all of a sudden he started to play with plastic bags, react to the sound of the food bag, and come when called. It turned out he was perfectly healthy. He just couldn't be bothered about anyone. A true cat.
When I was in fourth grade, we were presenting flowers to our teachers before the summer holidays. And I had a huge, expensive bouquet. I should have given it to a teacher, but they were all cruel and unfair. So, I gave it to the one who really deserved it, our cleaning lady. The next year, she didn't come back. Now, after 9 years, my friend told me that the lady was his neighbor. Back then, she was so happy to get a bit of attention, she left the school and started her own business. He said, "I gave her hope."